Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Waves 2025. The participants are Gautam Chintamani, film critique, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is a platform created to provide a space for content creators worldwide to thrive and innovate. India is notably one of the biggest markets for the media and entertainment industry. To foster international collaboration in media and entertainment sector, the Government of India reached out to the global community ahead of the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit 2025. For the benefit of my listeners, the first World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves will be hosted by the Government of India in Mumbai from 1st of May to 4th of May. To discuss more on this today, we are joined by Mr. Gautam Chintamani, film writer and historian. Mr. Chintamani, welcome to Akashvani News.
Namaskar, glad to be here.
Ms. Chintamani, first of all, before we get into the details of the summit, I would like to ask you, what exactly is Waves and what is the idea behind expanding the arena of India's media and entertainment industry globally?
Waves is all set to be the largest global summit, not just in India, but worldwide, where you are looking at the music and entertainment industry. You're looking at facilitating partnerships, content trade, collaborations across platforms. And most importantly, you're looking at setting new global parameters in still nascent areas such as artificial intelligence, augmented reality, when it comes to the entertainment industry. The idea behind Waves, from what one is hearing and one from today, and the earlier interaction that the Prime Minister had with the Advisory Council, which includes the who's who of not just the entertainment industry in India, but also trade and business leaders. It aims to bring together policymakers, industry experts, and media leaders, I think, to address challenges that the segment faces. Most importantly, I think, policy framework and the ethical concerns. Why is it important? Well, India is one of the biggest film producing nations in the world. It's bustling market when it comes to entertainment, media. There is a great deal of freedom of press as opposed to some of the other big nations which can be in the driving seat. More importantly, the demographic dividend that we enjoy. We have a considerably young population. I think perhaps the world's youngest population would be in India now. If a country happens to have the highest number of content consumers or a very, very growing subscriber base of content consumers and content creators, it's only natural for that country, in this case India, to be in a driving position, to be in a leadership position when it comes to setting parameters for the industry. So I think keeping these factors in mind, Wave has the makings of, you know, to become the largest global summit when it comes to media and entertainment. And keeping in mind that it's happening in one of the fastest growing economies of the world and even one of the fastest growing media markets of the world, I think we are in for a very interesting summit, and one is looking at it setting the parameters for the world.
Today's event, Mr. Chintamani, saw the participation of ambassadors from more than 100 countries. It was basically a global outreach event by our country. So while addressing the event, Minister of External Affairs, Dr. S. Jaishankar, shared his thoughts and spoke about the coming together of cinema, technology and media. Let's listen to what he said.
The shaping of narratives, or what we today call storytelling. So what we are embarked upon, in that sense, is not totally new. But the manner in which we proceed, by harnessing the advancements of technology and applying its latest tools, that is what is different. Prime Minister Modi often speaks about development through the harmonization of tradition and technology. What we say, Vikas bhi, Virasat bhi. And this is an important example of that endeavor, of that thinking.
Ms. Chintamani, with evolving technology, how important is it to embrace the changes for powerful storytelling which appeals to the audience not just in India but globally?
I think the period that we are in is blessed to have exponential growth when it comes to the platform by which people are consuming media content, especially in the shadow of COVID-19 pandemic, which introduced different markets around the world the content from different markets around the world to nations. Like, for example, Spanish shows or Korean dramas becoming popular in India, and Indian films also or Indian New Age content also getting popular across the world. In this aspect, where the tools of storytelling are perhaps transforming faster than ever before, the kind of freedom that content creators have, the kind of platforms that they have, the fact that anybody today with phone can become a content creator and become as popular as the biggest filmmakers in the world or the biggest artists in the world gives you an idea of big, how vast and how bustling this market is. And India in the last decade has really, really used technology and social media and internet to its advantage when it comes to governance or when it comes to handling never seen before situations such as COVID-19. Social media played a very, very key role. And I think even in governance, social media is playing a very, very important role. With all these factors in mind, I think it becomes very important for a certain ethical standard to be set when it comes to new age content. There has been a lot of debate about old world media and new world media. And in recent events, such as the recently concluded US presidential elections, you saw how social media was used to the advantage of both candidates. And the fact that President Trump was cutting across barriers and speaking to podcasters and social media content creators. Even in India, if you see in the recent past, Prime Minister's outreach and meeting with content creators or new policy coming with the idea of supporting social media and new age content creators, it becomes very important for us to be in the driving seat, to use it to our advantage and to make sure that there is a certain ethical standard there. Nobody's trying to curb or control creativity. But, you know, if media was all powerful and it was called the fourth estate, then new age media also wields the same power, if not more, definitely not less. That also needs to have certain standards and parameters. And I think what makes this platform or Waves significant or critical in the time to come would be the fact that the kind of people associated with it. You mentioned the Honorable External Affairs Minister, and the Honorable Prime Minister, in fact, just a few weeks ago, interacted with top professionals who constituted the advisory board of Waves. And these included the likes of A.R. Rahman, Amitabh Bachchan, Shah Rukh Khan. And not just that, I mean, you know, there were business person and industry leaders such as Mukesh Ambani or the CEO of Microsoft, you know. So this gives you an idea of how serious the government is about new age media, how seriously it wants to support content creators. It is not looking at new age content, audiovisual or entertainment as a distant cousin of media. It is giving its due importance, and the fact that it engages a significant population across the world tells you its importance. So I think we are at a point where we can really become the world leader. And the fact that there were ambassadors present at this press conference and there's going to be global participation at the event gives you an idea of how serious the government is or how committed Prime Minister Modi is to assuring that content creators also get this space in the grand scheme of things.
In fact, Ms. Chintamani, even if it's about the new age media or the old age media, everything revolves around storytelling. And I would like to bring your focus to one very important thing which Dr. Jaishankar said was about the changing dynamic world order and the power of storytelling. So in your opinion, how important is the powerful storytelling in the current world order?
Storytelling has always been important, always been the key element when it comes to entertainment or when it comes to media. I think today the fact that we are witnessing a paradigm shift when it comes to the creation of stories, and we are seeing a whole new array of tools to tell these stories. I mean, be it your phone or be it augmented reality, virtual reality, and what have you in terms of technology. It becomes more important because today there has been such a fantastic democratization of storytelling that your average next door kid can be the next big thing. There are cases where we have seen influencers or social media content creators, podcasters, vloggers being mobbed in public places or being recognized or sharing platforms with traditional media superstars or storytellers. That gives you an idea of just how vast this world is today, and it gives you an idea of how big in terms of potential the market really is. So it assumes a bigger role. And also at the end of the day, this is perhaps the first time where anything creative or anything created when it comes to story or the reality as it is presented by podcasters or vloggers has the same resonance that, say, a newspaper report would have had 80, 90 years ago. So that gives you an idea that what the minister was saying holds a lot of water. And somewhere, the idea that you're any person with a smartphone in their hands today or any person with a platform today wields that kind of power, there needs to be some kind of, I won't say regulation, but some kind of parameters on which they function. And I think that is also as important as the fact that you're recognizing the power of storytelling and the power of innovative storytelling in this day and age.
While speaking today, the Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, spoke about the convergence between creativity, media and technology. Let's listen to his thoughts.
Prime Minister gave us the vision. Can we look at this new world of creativity and technology and develop a concept where people from all over the world get a new platform? And that platform is basically for the new age creators, the creators who use technology and the creators who come from any walk of the life today. You don't need a large, large studio somewhere to be able to create something of very high value or very high entertainment value. That is the basic concept of Waves.
Mr. Chintamani, he spoke about the new age communication which has attracted audience in a large number. He spoke about the influencers creating an impact, which is obviously true and all of us are aware of it. In your opinion, how has this shift taken place and how powerful is this medium?
The fact that you could be talking about the content which is being consumed on these mediums or the content which is being created on these mediums, you could be having discussions or writing op-ed pieces about them. You come across stories where the younger generation is looking at it as a viable future, as a job prospect. It just gives you an idea of how powerful and how important and how key that is to the times that we live in. There is no doubt this is perhaps just the beginning, because if you look at platforms such as, or if you look at sectors such as virtual reality or augmented reality, we've just touched the tip of the iceberg. And what one must also take into consideration is, the popular Moore's law that after a period of time, technology becomes much better and it costs you lesser. So the tools are going to become far more powerful. The storytelling style and narrative is going to become far more powerful. The consumption is growing to increase manifold. So with all these in mind, and the fact that, our subscriber base when it comes to internet is increasing, it's perhaps one of the fastest growing in the world. And more importantly, in the last decade, we have witnessed just how economical data has become. We would be amongst the lowest priced data in the world. And the fact that, or just about everybody that you come across on a daily basis has access to not just internet, but also possesses a smartphone, gives you an idea of what you're dealing with. So I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. And that is why these platforms or such initiatives become very important, because now whatever India will discuss, whatever India does, is going to have an impact at a global level. It did in the past as well. I'm not saying that this is something unique, but the fact remains that India is slowly, slowly assuming a driving position when it comes to a lot of sectors. We are one of the fastest growing electronics manufacturing nations in the world. We are fast transforming into a very, very reliable manufacturing supply chain component for world across sectors. So with all these things in mind, it's just grow even bigger. One needs to create platforms, one needs to create meeting ground for people, for the industry. Just be together and enable knowledge sharing, collaboration, and also content regulation. It's very important that a template for global cooperation in this evolving media landscape is created. And I think that is where Waves 2025 is going to play a very, very important role.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chintamani, for sparing your valuable time and throwing such insights on the particular subject. Thank you for joining us tonight on Spotlight.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Waves 2025. The participants were Gautam Chintamani, film critic, and Diksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.